What's up, sports fans? It's your man, Jet Jackson, coming to you live from radio.dominican.edu. Right about here in about 20 seconds, we're going to be bringing you the men's basketball game here live from radio.dominican.edu. The men of Dominican basketball are going against the Bethany University Bruins. The Bethany University Bruins are coming into this game 2-5. The California Dominican University of California Penguins, the best kept secret in California, is coming to this game 3-5. We're going to be tearing it up in this conference in our first conference game in the Cal Pack. It doesn't matter what you did before, it all starts mattering what you do now. So we're going to be tearing it up here at radio.dominican.edu here in the Collins Center. The fans are out and live, and they're proud and in charge, ready for our Penguins to go ahead and take over. Hopefully a repeat and a win. The women's team won earlier tonight, warming it up in the men's team. Hopefully we can go in here and deliver a win just as well. We're going to be bringing you tons of great play-by-play and color action with your man Stuart Horn and me, Jet Jackson, as well as your halftime extravaganza coming to you by me, the one, the only, the myth, the legend, Jet Jackson. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. Right now they're standing for the national anthem. We'll go ahead and play that to you here only on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, great job there by Shauna Bryant on the opener. And as you know, Jet, my favorite part of the evening comes right now.
Hi, this is head coach Brett Tavani welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of DU basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
And my partner, Jet Jackson. And we are live from the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California, as the Penguins welcome in the Bruins, Jet, from Bethany University. And we'll bring you the starting lineups right now for the visiting Bruins from Bethany under head coach Andrew Snellgrove. He's assisted by George Golden Sr. Coach will be sending out Antoine Dunham, a 5'10" junior out of Seaside. Imhotep Amon-Ra, the 5'11" junior out of Sacramento. Number 12 is Kenny Thompson, a 6'4" junior out of Modesto. George Golden the second, or junior, I'm not sure what it is, but it's George Golden, 6'3" senior out of Sacramento. And Ferris Tyab, the number 35, is a 6'6" freshman out of Vancouver, British Columbia. For the Penguins, under head coach Brett Tavani, in his fourth season, he's assisted by Lee Cretian, Brandon Davis, Jesse Haskins, Sean Parker, Scott Springhorn, and Jeff Stanley. Number 5 is Adrian Valderrama, 5'8" senior out of San Jose. Number 20 is Chris DeMarco, the Cal Pack Player of the Week last week. It's 6'6", DeMarco out of Appleton, Wisconsin, at 220 pounds, Jet. Number 21 is Adam Chavez, a 6'5" junior out of Oakland. Number 23 is Ray Chavez, a 6-foot senior out of Hayward. and Ryan Trammell, number 42. Trammell featured on the cover of the Penguin program. Trammell at 6'5". He's a senior out of Oceanside, and we are ready to get not only tonight's game underway, Jet, but the conference gets started tonight outright.
Yes,
and this is where it all starts. The Bruins are 2-5 in the preseason. The Penguins are 3-5, and we are ready to get things going. So both teams are out in the middle, and I think DeMarco will probably tip things off for the mighty DUs. At 20 minutes overhead, Jed Jackson, our producer tonight, Stuart Horn with you. And we are ready to get the conference going. Very excited. We've been waiting for this. And here we go. Trammell in the middle, actually, tipped out against Ferris Tyab. And the Penguins have it. The Penguins attacking the southern hoop. Adam Chavez has got it. He goes back to the top of the key to Alistair Flack, who goes left side. Sets up a screen. Flips it back to Adam. Adam on the elbow to Ryan Softly. And Trammell starts things off with a two-ball jet from the baseline.
That was great ball move by the men's team. They were able to move around the rock real precisely, able to get it right to Ryan Trammell, who went ahead and shot the short two.
That was a great shot by Trammell. 30 seconds into it, fans. And the Penguins are up by two. 2-0. DU's on top, welcoming in the Bruins. And here's a big, long three-ball missed way right by George Golden. Golden with the jumper. Couldn't get it to fall. 19-17 to go. Now here's the Appleton, Wisconsin native and the CalPAC player of the week, Chris DeMarco. He flips it off to Adrian Valderrama, who goes to all-day Ray Chavez. Chavez now walks with it as he was trying to find Valderrama, and he had to hold up just for an instant with 19:03 to go. The Penguins on top, 2-0 with 19:03 to go. From the NAIA, Jed, the referees in the house, Fred Salgado, Jeff Ketchew, and Mick Haberlack. So those three guys are here making sure these, that everything goes according to the rules and so forth. So now the Bruins on offense attacking the northern hoop. Driving in from the right side is Ferris Tyab. He can't get it to go with a rebound by Golden. Tyab now, top of the key. Straight away is Thompson. Three ball, no. Tipped out by Ray Chavez, and it goes into the third row of the grandstands. No Penguin cheerleaders in the house tonight. I'm not sure why, Jack.
No, they're just not suited up. They're sitting over there. I know a few of them. They're just sitting over there chilling. They live right above me, Stu, matter of fact.
Did they practice up there above you? That must be sort of loud.
All the time.
18:36 to go, fans. And the Bruins couldn't get the ball in, and there was a whistle of some sort. I'm not sure why. But with 18:36 to go, we'll try it again. The Bruins have 5 seconds to get it in. And they burned off about 3.5. But they did manage to get the ball inbounds. And Bethany's got it now. Antoine Dunham, the 5'10 junior, in the left corner. He's got Ray Chavez plastered to him. The Penguins lead by two after Ryan Trammell opens up with a soft two ball. And then Dunham buries a tray ball from way out there in the corner. And already Coach Devaney's got the sour puss. He's not looking happy. 3-2, DU trailing. Ryan now between the circles. He gets over left side Adam. Chavez got the haircut. Now DeMarco. Now back to the top, Ryan. Right side, Ray. 19 on the shot clock. DeMarco between the circles. No socks. DeMarco doesn't like to wear socks. Now Adrian. The low bounce pass, and it's stolen away by Jason Maples, a 6-foot junior out of Richmond, California, over there in the East Bay. 18:55 to go, fans. 3-2. Penguins are trailing. Each team has only scored one time so far. Quickly inbounds. Trammell's got it. Check it. That was Adam. All right. That was Adam Chavez. Right side now. Antoinette Amon-Ra got it. He goes outside. Long three ball. Hurled up by George Golden. He couldn't get that one to fall. The Penguins with a rebound. Right side Chavez Ray. Chavez, Ray. Over to Ryan. The Penguins just playing catch way outside the arc. Now they get it down low. Nice turnaround jumper by Ryan Trammell. It's blocked by Tyab, and then it's pounded down by George Golden. Golden actually got a fist on it and slammed it out of bounds. So Chavez back to the bench, and in his place, Mark Lewis has entered the game. Lewis, a six-footer.
A true freshman, matter of fact. Lewis is a freshman this year. He's doing pretty good so far. We call him the Iron Man here just because his strong abilities and strong weight, he's able to get in the paint and make plays for the Penguins.
He's out of Canyon County, California. I don't know where that is. Now a soft jumper by Golden, and Golden really nicely, very athletic, 180, turns around and just buckles up softly, puts it down. Penguins now, here goes Ray Chavis with a three ball, in and out. Trammell had a hand on it, but Golden took it away from him. Check it, that was Kenny Thompson. Now right in front of us is Dunham. Dunham brings it up and gets tied up with DeMarco. It goes out off of DeMarco's knee. 5-2, Penguins trail. Penguin ladies won the earlier game. Tonight, this CalPAC doubleheader is the opening night of the conference. So all the pregame stuff, all the preseason stuff is behind us. Amon-Ra throws up. Check it, that was Ferris Tyab. That was an air ball. There was a ton of air there and not much of anything else. And no block, no nothing, just missed. So now the Penguins have it on offense after the air ball. Penguins work it down low. Here's DeMarco off the glass. DeMarco in, out, and back in. Jet, good play there by DeMarco.
Yes, sir. The great play by DeMarco, courtesy of Washington. Or, my bad, that's not Washington. DeMarco is all the way out from Wisconsin.
That's right. All right, Penguins now on defense. Stolen away now by the Penguins. Works it over. Here's Trammell. Left side, off the glass. Very short. Easy layup there. Kenny Thompson got in the way of Ryan. And Ryan will not want to see that one on tape yet. That was not up to his standard. Here's Adrian Valderrama now. He brings it up the left side. Ray Chavis gets it back outside, back to Valderrama on the left wing. Now straight away is Ryan. Back over to Valderrama. Valderrama drives in baseline. Kick out. Ryan thinking about it. Nope, can't do anything with it. Here's Lewis on the way. Three ball. No. Oh, man, that was... Lewis had just kicked it over to Valderrama, Jet. And Adrian took the long three.
Almost went in.
It spun around and came right back out. 5-4 is the score. Penguins are down in this one as Adam Chavis has re-entered the game. He's out there with Lewis and DeMarco and Valderrama and Trammell. Penguins are on defense now. Penguins attacking the southern hoop. Bruins attacking the northern hoop, as you might imagine. Moving from our left to right, from the Q to the P on your computer keyboard. Penguins now on defense. 18 on the shot. 15-17 overhead. Down by the baseline. DeMarco had a hand on it. He got tied up with George Golden. Golden walked with it. And the Penguins are the recipient of the unforced error, Jet.
Yes, sir. The Penguins are recipient of that. We'll go ahead. We don't mind taking a few of those, too. It seems right now Penguins are playing a pretty good game ball. It's a real tough defensive game so far as it's 4-5. Valderrama will take the ball up. That's my boy from San Jose.
All right. DeMarco's got it now between the circles. Welcoming all the Bruins fans listening worldwide. Penguin Radio on the air. And with 15 minutes exactly to go, Valderrama's got it. Here's Adam Chavis with a nice foot fake. Chavis goes in, drives the line. Chavis drives it down low in the key, Jet, and buries a deuce and puts the Penguins up by one. 6-5, bringing it up. Bethany now, they've got it. Bethany's got, they've got about 12 guys in the house. Penguins are very deep at 16. And now the ball goes out of bounds off of Ryan Trammell. After the Bethany's worked it down low, and that was actually a good move for Trammell to stick the arm in there. 14:34 to go, and a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. Jet, pretty exciting so far. Not a lot of scoring going on.
No, not a
lots
lot of,
of defense, though.
Lots of defense, a lot of finesseness in terms on the offensive side of the ball. Both teams find the ways to get to the cup, but no one really standing out much. Adam Chavis was able to get in there and make a nice little bucket, as well as Ryan Trammell a few times. Trammell, however, had a few missed layups. So, I mean, these Penguins just have to realize that they have to minimize the simple mistakes. And if they're able to go ahead and do that, they can step ahead in this game. They're already leading 6-5, and they can go ahead and build on that, hopefully carry over a lot of momentum. They know that they are 3-5, and they need to step up and go ahead and get this conference win, too, because the first one is all usually the one that sets the tone for the rest of the season, the rest of conference play. So if you go ahead and get a first win, you can go ahead and go into your next game with motivation and, you know, with confidence. And that's one thing that this Dominican team needs, especially now that we know they're going to be making that move to NCAA Division II ball.
Yeah, I would say you're right. It is always nice to get off to a very good start. 14:34 to go. The end of the timeout has come. Inbounds now and a whistle and a very quick turnover. And I do believe on the inbound, Aaron Greenwood walked with it. Oh, check that. It was called against Chris Collins. It was an off-ball foul. And that's the first team foul as Trammell heads back to the bench. And Havlicek has come in his place. Phil for Trammell. So now inbounds very quickly. The Appleton, Wisconsin native Chris DeMarco, and also the NAIA Player of the Week, CalPAC Player of the Week, I should say. last week. DeMarco drives in and is blocked furiously. And it's not easy to block DeMarco. And up with it now. Straight away, Antoine Dunham takes it the distance. He gets wrapped up with Adam Chavez. Chavez gets it. Chavez is fearless as he goes in there, sticks his face in there. A bunch of flying elbows, 6'5", with 14-12 to go. So DeMarco's going to bring it in. DeMarco does so to Alistair, or check it, to Adrian Valderrama. All the way across the court, Valderrama heaves it to Adam Chavez, gets the whistle, but the ball does not go down. It would have been nice to see Adam knock that bucket down, but he'll go to the line, I do believe. That's a 13 foul, Jet, committed by the Bethanys.
Yes, sir. Bethany is playing a very, very much physical game so far in this first half. Stu, it was good to see Adam Chavez go in here, push the paint, pick up the foul, and he can go ahead and drop these free throws. He knows that's been a weak point in this game. Hopefully, he can go ahead and improve that.
Adam Chavez to the line, fans, on the way. Chavez, perfect. Very smooth, Adam. Love to see that. And now back in the game is Jason Maples, a six-footer out of Richmond. He's a junior. And he's going to come in place of Antoine Dunham for Coach Snellgrove. 14:05 to go. Penguins up 7-5 as Adam Chavez returns to the line for his second of two, having made the first. On the way, Chavez backspin. Yes, very nicely done. From the junior, Chavez wears number 21. Used to wear number 34, but now it's 21. That's a number he likes. Now in very quick transition, a three-point play as Chavez gets the rebound. The miss, long one by Groenwood. Uh-oh, and now a couple of DUs hit the floor. At least one of them did. That was Mark Lewis. He goes down alongside Jason Maples. Both guys hit the floor pretty hard. And the Penguins don't get the ball. 8-5 after Chavez cans the two. 13:46 to go. 8-5. Bringing it up, Bethany. Jason Maples now goes right side. He gets it over to Amon-Ra. And left side now. Just playing some catch with 20 on the shot clock. He's trying to look for an opening. Maples gets to the middle. And a long three ball. No, two ball by Amon-Ra. Imitad Amon-Ra, fans, is a 5'11 junior out of Sacto. And he cans a big long two ball. I thought that was three, Jet, but he was straight away. And I guess 1 foot was inside the arc with 13:15 to go. Penguins still lead by one as Lewis now fires it over to DeMarco down low. Softly, DeMarco drifts in from the key. I mean, from the right elbow, he drifted all the way across the key and softed it in there.
Yes, sir. DeMarco using good, strict fundamentals. He said that when he came on the All-Pro Sports Show, that that was his key to success, is building strong fundamentals in basketball, and he's doing it here, Stu.
Well, that was an athletic play from the big dude, too. Here's a big, long jumper. It's an air ball from Imitad Amon-Ra, but it doesn't go. Not only does it, well, generally speaking, Jet, an air ball doesn't go. So I guess I don't really need to say that, but it was accompanied by a foul as Jason Maples will go to the line. You don't see too many air balls go in.
No, not too many air balls.
No,
not at all.
It's rare.
Rare, very rare, very rare.
12:48 to go, fans, is Amon-Ra
like
to the
Blue
line.
Like Blue Moon rare, I believe.
Actually, it's Jason Maples on the line.
Maybe Pigs Fly rare somewhere in between there.
All right, so Valderrama and Lewis exit. Ray Chavez has re-entered the game. And Xavier Muldrow, the 5'9" freshman out of Riverside, has come into the game for the first time tonight. The second free throw is missed, and DeMarco powers the rebound. DeMarco, so physical. And here comes Muldrow to bring it up from the right side. Penguins by two with 12 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Xavier now goes left side, wants to take it himself, and he does. He hits the bottom of the rim. But DeMarco reaches in there and grabs it with the putback. 12-8 now. 12-23. Xavier had a good look at it. He just overran it. He's just come into the game. He was a little slippy, slidey there. He might want to wipe off the bottom of the tennies. Looks like he has brand new tennies on.
Xavier Muldrow is so quick, though. He's a great defender, great quickness, and he adds another, I guess, asset of the game for our men, for our men's basketball team here. He's able to be quick, able to get on top of his defenders.
Man, Ray Chavez is playing some tremendous defense as the Bruins are working the wheel. They go outside with four on the shot clock. Here's a big, long three ball thrown up by Maples. Penguins down with it after Maples was deep. Havlicek one-on-one on the subsequent series. Havlicek all alone down there, one-on-one. He couldn't get it to go. And up on his feet comes Tavani. DeMarco out as Trammell comes in. 12-8. Penguins on top. One team foul committed by the Penguins. Jet, four committed
by the Bruins. On the quick up and in, Chavis had it, but he couldn't get it to go. He hit the bottom of the backboard. Up with it is George Golden. He goes two ball. Limp-wristed, good. Golden, good move there, 12-10. Tavani hates that. Xavier to bring it up. Penguins had a clean look at it, and Adam Chavis just overlooked it a little bit. Phil Havlicek now top of the key. Goes over to Ray, who's grown the beard. Back to the top, Trammell. Penguins have got a bunch of tall guys out there, and Havlicek looked up. Chavis was intending for Havlicek to find it under the hoop. Havlicek wasn't even looking.
No, sorry, that was a miscommunication over there between Adam Chavis and Havlicek.
Yeah, and that turned into 2 points as George Golden took advantage of the Penguins' mistake. 12 up, 11 minutes to go exactly. And right now the Bruins are playing some very aggressive ball.
No doubt. The game's so tight, I'm tongue-tied over here, Stu.
And now the timeout has been called off ball against Ryan Trammell. No, it's called against Havlicek. Havlicek's first personal, second team foul as the Penguins get ready to send Schiltz in there. Schiltz, a 6'6" junior out of Modesto, and he does come in place of Phil. And so Havlicek with a foul gets yanked. 12 up, fans, 10:51 to go. Penguins are on defense now as Kenny Thompson brings it in. Xavier is the only Penguin in the backcourt. He's up against Evan Fletcher. Fletcher, a 5'10 freshman out of Scotts Valley, is out there by Santa Cruz. 10:40 as the clock rolls. Now setting up the play at 12 up is Kenny Thompson. Thompson drives in against Schiltz. He kicks out at the last instant to Golden. Goes two ball. No. Penguins down with it after it was trying to tip it back in there with Kenny Thompson. But the Penguins come up with it. Now behind the back is all day Ray Chavis. He throws it over to his brother Adam. Now Xavier. Muldrow now back to Adam between the circles. He's just right in the center of the court. Here's Ray, left wing. Chavis now has nowhere to go. He goes back to Schiltz. Schiltz, the big man in there now with Trammell, those two guys. Now here's Xavier with 8 seconds on the shot clock. He, all day on the way, three ball deep. Called down by Golden. Golden brings it up on the left side and slows things down. He passes it back to the middle, over to Fletcher. Now Golden, they get it in the face of Maples. Maples between the circle. Right side, oh boy, it was very soft over there. Not too much coverage. Here's a jumper by Maples. Top of the backboard. Schiltz comes down with it and falls straight backward. And I think Schiltz is hurt. Schiltz was very slow getting up there. Schiltz got the right thumb all bandaged up. Schiltz got nailed in the chin, it looked like.
Yeah, he got popped right in the jaw on that one.
Timeout called by the Bethany Bruins. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California.
Yes, sir. The communications teams, Melville Bills is our coach. We're always reminding you here as communications majors that you should tune in to radio.dominican.edu because it's the best radio programming, student programming, this side of Earth.
So says somebody.
I'm telling you, so says somebody. West coast of the Mississippi, we're tearing it up.
Our next broadcast, fans, Jet and I will be back 5 days from now as it'll be men only that night, Jet. Golden State Baptist University, the Penguins, this will not be a conference event, but Golden State Baptist will be here, Jet. That's a 7:30 tip-off. Men only, folks. So you want to tune in for that one. Then we'll get back into conference play on the 8th of January in the new year. We'll have a big weekend of basketball starting on the 8th. It'll be a CalPAC doubleheader as the Redhawks from Simpson University will be in the house. Women tip off at 5:30, the men at 7:30. Following that will be on the 10th of January. Cal State East Bay, the Pioneers in the house, 5:30, 7:30, CalPAC doubleheader. And then Holy Names on the lucky 13th, January 13th. Holy Names will be here, 5:30, 7:30. Big time conference play, 3 in a row, boom, boom, boom. Tonight is the opening night of the CalPAC conference play. Penguin women already took care of business earlier, Jed, as you know, you were here. 12 up, fans. Stuart Horn, Jed Jackson with you. 9:34 to go in the first half. CalPAC doubleheader game 2. Brianna Chambers and the ladies did it upright, getting past the Bethany women earlier. Now the first free throw by Kenny Thompson is no good. And that's lucky for the Penguins.
No doubt about it.
Free throws. This one is up, and this one's deep. And it's tipped out by Ryan Trammell, and they give it back to the Bethanys. Oh, that just doesn't seem right, Jet.
Doesn't seem right, but they didn't score the two, and Ryan Trammell at least kept the ball out of the hands of the defenders, so he's going ahead, making an effort. Next time, we'd like to see him get those, but we get the ball right back, and Carmel and the world goes round and round and round and round we go.
9:31 to go, fans. 12 up. Three team fouls committed by the Penguins, four committed by the Bethany Bruins. And the Bethanys brought it in on the short side, and then they immediately knocked it right out of bounds. So the Penguins got it on the unforced error. Here's Lewis out on the right wing. Mark Lewis with a head fake. Mark Lewis is being guarded very closely by George Golden. Schultz, Lewis. Right side, baseline. Driving in, up and under. Oh, wow, what a play by Lewis to go up and under, Jet. Boy, that looked beautiful.
Yes, sir. Mark Lewis with the athletic play. That's what we call an Iron Man. I mean, his game is cold as steel, cold as iron. He's able to get it up and under and make those impossible shots. That's why he's recruited, Steve.
That was looking impossible. Here's George Golden. He gets it tipped out by Ryan Trammell. He's driving in right side on the baseline. And it's tipped out of bounds, so Bethany will maintain control. Evan Fletcher to bring it in, the 5'10 freshman is Fletcher. He does so. He gets it in very deftly to Chris Collins, a 6'5 junior out of Oakland. Collins first mentioned on the radio. Here's Golden, and now a knee by Ryan Trammell. And he's called, and that was against Chris Collins. So that's a fourth team foul now. And I think that's the second on Trammell. Yeah, it is. 14-12. The DUs are on top. Right under their own hoop, though. That's the northern hoop. Bethany Bruins will bring it in, and they do so. Kenny Thompson's got it. He drives in from the baseline. He's got two Penguins on him. Schultz bumps it out. Somehow, Adrian Valderrama comes up with it, and the Penguins come up with it. Here comes Ray Chavis left side with the jumper. Chavis. Oh! Chavis with a long two ball. 16-12.
All day Ray, baby. You can make him rain whenever he wants it to. Ray Chavis has always had the touch for the threes, and he has probably one of the best jumpers in the NAIA, Stu.
I'll give you that. 8:15 to go. And the jumper goes off by Chris Collins. Not even close. 16-12. We're coming up on 8 minutes. Now the Penguins back on offense, way off to our left, attacking that southern hoop. Here's Chavis again, side of the backboard. That's not good, as DeMarco and Adam Chavis prepare to re-enter the game. So Bethany now bringing it up, Evan Fletcher. Bounce, bounce, Fletcher now goes left, goes right. Finds Golden up top, Golden on the elbow. Golden with a good fake and throw over to Thompson. Now to the soft side, but very high is Jason Maples. Now Maples gets it back in there toward the elbow to Collins. And a push off by Schultz. And that's the fifth team foul. And Ray Chavis is going to head back to the bench. And the Penguins are going to bring in a couple of big dudes as Ryan Trammell has left the floor. Adam Chavis is back in there. DeMarco, Schultz, Valderrama, and Lewis. 7:33 to go. Penguins by four, first half action, fans. As Chris Collins brings it, catches it on the inbounds. Here's Imatet Amon-Ra. He goes right side. Drifts outside. He's way outside the arc. He has nowhere to put it. He gets it back to Collins between the circles. Collins drifts right side. Flings it across the court to Dunham. On the way, Dunham two. Yes. Has a nice play there by Dunham, but well inside the arc from the left wing. 7:08 to go. 16-14. We're coming up on 7. Valderrama as the clock rolls. Here's Lewis. Now driving in is DeMarco. Oh, DeMarco softly. DeMarco just pounds in there, Jet, and knocks home the deuce. 18-14.
Yes, sir. DeMarco did a good job. He's such a great athlete here coming from Wisconsin. I mean, this guy's able to get inside, outside, do whatever he can to get the ball and hook up.
Long three ball by Antoine Dunham doesn't go. But one of the Bruins got in there and was able to put it back. 18-16. We're coming up on 6.5. As DeMarco now hands it off to Lewis. Lewis goes down low to Schultz, and Schultz walks with it after a pretty good feed out of Lewis.
TJ Schultz is also the new guy in from Modesto, California. They say, if I was talking to a lot of guys on the team, they say TJ is a great athlete. He's a great sense of basketball, great sense of the sport. And now coming in is Chris Souza, however, for the Dominican Penguins.
All right, Souza's first minutes on the radio, at least in this season. Souza, a returning veteran. which is sort of redundant. I guess if you're a veteran, you're probably returning, aren't you? Now the Penguins steal it away. It's thrown the length of the court. Adam Chavez had it knocked out by one of the Bruins. Chavez then jumping out of bounds after Aaron Gronewood knocked it away from him. Chavez tried to save it, and but he stepped on the line in doing so. 6:08 to go, 18-16. Left in the first half of this one. Of course, at halftime, we'll have the halftime extravaganza with my partner, Jed Jackson. All the statistics, all the proceedings summarized by Jet. That's his specialty, fans. You want to stick around for that, that is for sure. Antoine Dunham's got it now out on the left wing. And he travels with it. So with 5:50 to go, the Penguins lead by two. And as mentioned, Penguin ladies started things off nicely tonight as Brianna Chambers and the Penguin women got their first win of the conference. They were only 1-7 in the preseason, but they opened up the conference just the way you'd like to do it, by trouncing the Bruins. And tonight, Penguins led by as many as 25 at one point to the Bruins, which is no easy feat, Jet. As you know, the Bruin women are very tough, as Chris DeMarco goes to the line.
No doubt, the Bruin women were tough, and our Lady Penguins went ahead and got it done. Coach Chambers definitely loving what she's doing with our women's basketball program. The men's program, as of right now, is doing good, though, as DeMarco goes ahead and drops that first free throw.
19-16 to go, fans, with 5:40 left, and the second one by DeMarco is missed way right. And down with it, the Bruins bring it up. Amon-Ra has it at the top of the key. He's being guarded by Lewis very closely. Check it. That's Adrian Valderrama. Now left side is Dunham. Dunham drives in left side. He's got Souza plastered to him. Uh-oh. Soft side. All alone is Amon-Ra. And the Penguins, it all collapsed onto that left side of the court there. Left Amon-Ra totally exposed, Jet. And Amon-Ra buries a deuce. 5:06 to go in the first half, fans. Here is DeMarco, the CalPAC player of the week last week. Two bounces, a fake. Now he gets it off to Adam Chavez, who goes between the circles. Chavez goes left, goes right, two steps off the glass. Oh, I thought he was going to get it to drop. He gets the whistle, Jet, but he can't get it to fall. Penguins by one with 4:51 to go.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavez having a hard time trying to get some of those foul shots to drop. He would have had at least three and ones by now, but Chavez is doing a good job as these men are leading 19-18 in a tight game, however. So tight, I'm getting tongue-tied over here. However, the basketball team has done a good job playing great defensive basketball, able to limit the easy shots. Bethany's men have definitely been able to work their way in and keep close with this Dominican team, 19-18. As we know, with the men's basketball team, this tie can turn any time. But we'll have to sit here, and we're always encouraging you to tune in and wait to the end of this one. It's always some barn burners here in the Collins Center. But we're reminding you here on radio.dominican.edu to visit Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo is a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. And with Wells Fargo, if you're a student, you can get free checking with direct deposit. If you're a student at Dominican University, if you're not a student, it's great. I got
Wait
Wells
a minute.
Fargo.
What if you're faculty?
You got to go see about it. If you're faculty, you got to be at Wells Fargo anyway. You're getting paid the big bucks.
All right.
You got to be stoning it up. I mean, I know you can trickle a little bit down my way, Stu. You know, got some tuition to pay, some bills to do. But we're always loving Wells Fargo here with Dominican Sports. Also, Bon Appetit Catering and Management Company, Bon Appetit Food Services for a Sustainable Future. Bon Appetit, they feed our athletes here at radio.dominican.edu. They feed our athletes here on campus. Great CalPAC Players of the Year, such as Adam Chavis, and CalPAC Players of the Week, such as Chris DeMarco, they eat on that great Bon Appetit food every night.
You know, Jed, I think that they need to crank up the buzzer. What do you think? It only tears the head off of everybody in the place every time it goes.
Oh, yeah, it's only ear piercing. I mean, it only knocks me out every time I hear it.
I know.
Got to get up and throw my headphones back on.
19-18, fans, as Adam Chavis goes to the line, the end of the timeout has come, 4:51 to go. Chavez on the line, on the way, back spinning, out. No good.
Adam Chavez said himself one of the things he wishes he can work on in his game, or the one of the things he plans to work on, is his free throws. He has not been a successful free throw shooter here at Dominican University.
He missed that one, but he made the first two he looked at tonight. Let's see if he can get this one to go. Perfect.
There you go.
The communications major, Adam Chavez, fans, wearing the white socks very high tonight, about mid-calf. Not as high as Ari Ivantosh, but pretty high nonetheless. In fact, I don't even see Ivantosh. Where is he? I know he's got a bad hand. Shout out to Ivantosh's family. good friends of the radio squad here at DU. 20-18. Here's a long jumper now by Aaron Gronewood. It's so long, it was an air ball by about 4 feet. And somehow...
just a bit outside.
Yeah, somehow the Bruins got it back. So with 7 on the shot clock, the jumper goes off by Dunham, and Adam Chavez comes down with a rebound after Dunham couldn't get it to go. Shot clock resets with 4:14 to go. Down to the other end is Adrian Valderrama. He goes between the circles. Valderrama being guarded very closely by Amon Ra. He goes top of the key. Havlicek, left side, Adam. Havlicek thinking three ball. He's got Tyab on him, but he doesn't want to do it. They get it indoors instead to Chris DeMarco, and DeMarco can't get it to fall, but he does pull a whistle out of the deal. So Gronewood with the foul. That's his third personal. 17 fouls committed by the Bruins. Chris DeMarco will go to the line with the Penguins with a 2-point advantage, 20-18 with 3:56 to go in the first half. First one to by DeMarco rattles home. And that's a good thing. And Souza back to the bench, and Adam Chavez, checking Ray Chavez has re-entered the game. James Robertson is making his way in there for Coach Snellgrove. Robertson, a six-footer out of Sacramento. He's a junior, fans.
Yes, sir. Ray Chavez in the game. He could definitely increase this lead with his three-point shooting ability. Ray Chavez has one of the best jumpers in the Cal-Pac Conference. Seen many a times here in the Collins Center.
Second one by DeMarco is good. 22-18. The clock rolls. 3:45 to go as Robertson moves it down low to Golden. Golden goes off the baseline on the right side, and that was Golden.
Yes, sir. Golden showing great athleticism there for Bethany. Being able to go up and under Adam Chavis, Cal-Pac Player of the Year. Not something easy to do.
Outside is Ray Chavez now. Havlicek. Oh, Havlicek almost threw it away, but he managed to hold on to it. Good job there by Phil. Now Ray outside to Valderrama. Valderrama back to the top of the key. Havlicek thinking about it. 15 on the shot clock. Adam out on the left wing. Oh, Adam Chavez wants that three so badly. Now Phil Havlicek throws it away, trying to get the alley-oop up there to DeMarco, but he got alley, and it was more of an alley-oops. 3:05 to go, fans. 22-20. And a timeout has been called by the Penguins. And fans, if you'd like to interact with us here at the Opulent Broadcasting Area, you can do so right now on the AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is DUC Radio, and my partner Jed Jackson gets all of the IMs. And so keep them clean because, you know, Jed's a young man, and I don't want to have anything. I don't want anything to hurt you, Jed. You know, people sending us dirty IMs is not what I want for you, my friend.
No doubt about it. I got to tell you, man, if you throw me something, I don't know, be careful. I'm sitting here and
I've got the world
at my fingertips with this keyboard, so.
You're a very sensitive guy.
Not really. You know, you see me at these games, too. I'm yelling, I'm screaming at refs, I'm kicking over stuff. I'm not quite the Bobby Knight of announcing, but.
Well, of the radio squad, you are. 22-20. We're inside.
I like to consider myself a Phil Jackson. Not a
We're inside of 3 minutes, fans. Penguins by two in the first half. Here's all day Ray Chavez with a three ball, and that one is very short as DeMarco goes in very aggressively, gets tied up with Imatet Amon-Ra. And that's on DeMarco, and that's his first team foul, the sixth team foul committed by the Penguins. 22-20, fans, with 2:49 to go exactly. The Bruins will have it on the long end as Antoine Dunham will bring it in for the Bruins. He throws it in there to Amon-Ra, who brings it up. Amon-Ra goes between the legs. He kick off over to the left side. I don't know what to... Dunham got the ball and jumped as high as he could in the air. He's just excited, I think.
No,
I don't know why
it.
He did that. He really didn't serve any purpose, but... He's very excited guy.
Dunham is running at the one tonight. He has definitely a lot of athletic ability, as we see, as well as Amon-Ra. He's able to move the ball around a lot real well for his Bethany team, and they're definitely not short of athletes.
Ferris Tyab drives in, and as the bucket goes, it's waved off, and he was called with a travel, 2:24 to go. So they burned off a lot of time on that and didn't get much for it. 22-20, and bringing it up now is Adrian Valderrama. And he's between the circles. He goes right side. Ray Chavez, 25 on the shot clock. 2:12 overhead. Halftime extravaganza. Three ball on the way by Ray Chavez. Deep. Taken down by Adam Chavez. Good rebound. Thrown away. Goes into the front row of the grandstands. And it was out off of one of the Bethanys.
Definitely no hesitation there by Adam Chavez, though. He was, the ball was like a hot potato. It was quick in his hands and quick out.
Yep. Chavez with a great rebound there. And Ray Chavez will bring it in. He does so to Adrian. 2 minutes exactly, fans. 22-20. And Ray thinking about it again. Ray's had 3 three-pointers attempted, and he hasn't made any of them. He made one long two ball, and that's about it. Let's see if we can get Ray Chavez hot. That would be real nice. However, the Penguins just threw it away as Havlicek was the intended recipient from Adrian Valderrama. Over to the right side is Robertson, as the Bruins are going to slow things down. Imhotep, Amon-Ra, with 25 seconds on the shot clock. A buck and a half in the first half, fans. Halftime extravaganza coming up. Here's a jumper by Robertson, right wing. No, down with it is Ray Chavez. Good rebound there by Alday Ray. He brings it up. He throws it over to Adrian on the right side. Three ball on the way. Adrian missed it way left. Taken down the rebound by George Golden. Golden brings it up. Golden now thinks about it. Buckles back. Chucks it off to Robertson. Long three ball on the way. Amon-Ra deep. Oh, no. Oh, the Penguins save it. DeMarco with a great save. Pounding into the wall into the end zone. 1 minute exactly. Penguins by 2. 27 on the shot clock, Jet. And here comes the Penguins. Here, okay, now Adam Chavez got the shirt untucked. And here's Chavez, three ball on the way. Oh, softly. No, it was a two ball. They only gave him two. 24-20, 39 seconds to go.
Yes, sir. Plays like that have kept the Penguins on top. Stu, it's 24-20 with 30 seconds counting down. I definitely think they can go ahead. And if they're able to keep this tight lead and play tight defense, we can go on to the halftime with the lead.
We'll see. Very softly by Adam Chavez. That was beautiful. Now they're just letting the clock roll. And the Bruins just want to get that last shot off. The Penguins aren't even going to come in. There's just a straight line and 9 guys. And Robertson in the backcourt, or close to the backcourt. And Robertson's fouled. And that's perhaps that's exactly what the Bruins were looking for. 11 seconds to go, fans. Shot clock is off. 24-20. Well, that was just a big waste of time for nothing. James Robertson will go to the line.
I don't know quite about that foul. He sort of brushed up and sort of ran up into Adam Chavez's chest, bounced his way back a little bit. But I don't know. The refs kind of, I don't know. They didn't call one like that earlier, Stu. I can't necessarily agree with that one.
First free throw is in and out. It was in there for a long time, but it didn't stay down. 11 seconds exactly when play resumes. But as the free throws go, the clock does not. James Robertson with a second, the Sacramento guy. Thinking about it on the way. This one falls in. Havlicek will bring it in for the DU's 11. Adrian in the backcourt, 9. Adrian across the middle, 7. Left side tipped out. Ray's got it, 4. 3, 2 on the way. 3 ball hits the net. Adam Chavez tried to come down with it, and half a second left to go in the half.
4 attempts. We've seen this crazy stuff happen in basketball before. We all remember that Derek Fisher shot. 4 tenths of a second.
It could happen. He's going to have one chance at it. DeMarco had a shot at it. DeMarco was fouled as DeMarco collapsed in from the top of the key. The only play the Penguins could have is to hit him in stride. Ray Chavez did hit him. And there's no time left on the clock, Jet. But DeMarco gets to go to the line for 2 free throws. So nobody else is on the court except DeMarco on the way. Yes. Oh, that's so huge. You were right, Jet. The Penguins actually put manufactured a play there that could turn into 2 if DeMarco makes this one, and he does, and that's the end of the half. And the first half ends with the Penguins leading by 5, 26-21. Oh, some pretty great stuff there by the DUs. Both teams playing very well, and the way the half ended was very interesting.
No doubt about it. I mean, the Penguins have played a very, very tight game, 26-21. Not really a true dynamic team in this game, but they've definitely been able to step up, stay in front of this Bethany squad. This Bethany squad has a whole slew of athletes, it seems, too, and they're able to step up and make sure that these Penguins aren't getting too many free looks. But great play by Chris DeMarco, great play by Adam Chavez. They're definitely going in and getting it done, being able to move the ball around real well. And I can definitely say, Stu, that we are very impressed so far in this game. I mean, Bethany is playing us real tight, and they have a lot of athletes, but we're beginning to keep up.
I'm very happy with the way things are going, fans. And I think DU fans listening worldwide probably are as well. 26-21, Jet and I will be back in a few minutes. Jet will be here with the halftime extravaganza, bringing you all the stats and everything you might want to know from the first half. My partner, Jet Jackson, he'll be back 9 minutes from now, fans. Please stay tuned. Until then, the best of Indian on sign right here on radio.dominican.edu.
We're live from the 415. Mr. Jet Jackson will be in periodically.
You mean the legend?
The legend, Mr. Jock.
All right, then.
Mr. Jock, everybody's MVP. He's going to be the one killing it.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll go with that. Mr. Jock. Where is Mr. Jock, by the way?
Mr. Jock right now, he's sitting on this bench right here. Mr. Jock, a.k.a. Mike Wells, the all-star player here. Freshman of the year for your Dominican Penguins last year. He's coming out, and he's going to try to support his team the best he can. Why injured? But in the meantime, he'll probably be back in January, which is a good thing for the Penguins because they definitely need the help.
Here we go, fans. Second half action. Good job on the halftime extravaganza there, Jet. As usual, nothing but perfect. Amon-Ra brings it in for the Bruins, and we're back underway. The Bruins now, as both teams have switched sides, attacking the southern hoop. The turnaround jumper goes off by Ferris Taib, and that was good. Taib at 6'6", the freshman from Vancouver. Boy, that was a veteran-looking move there, an upperclassman-looking move. It's so softly put in, as it's now 26-23 with 19:27 to go. Adam Chavis returns the favor as Adam received that pass from Adrian Valderrama. Knocks it home 28-23. Both teams scoring two early in the second half, fans. Penguin women won the earlier game, 19:08 to go in this one. And now the Penguins on defense as Kenny Thompson's got it. He's got Penguins all over him, though, and his face gets his own rebound. Now he flings it back to the top of the key to Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra holds up the two fingers indicating the play. Amon-Ra now bounces, goes between the legs. Now he goes over to the right side, Dunham. Dunham's got all day Ray Chavis in his face. Now he drifts around left side. Big long jumper by Amon-Ra, three ball deep. Taken down by the Penguins, and Trammell and Ray Chavis go after it. Both guys kick it out of bounds. 18:38 to go. Penguins by five in the second half. No team fouls for either squad so far in the first minute and a half of play. In the second half, that is. Here's Ferris Taib on the quick up and under. Can't do it on the up and in. And now the jumper from Amon-Ra goes up as, I think DeMarco might get called on this one. No, it's called against 35 Ferris Taib on the push-off. His second personal foul, second for him in the game. Just one in the second half, though. Penguins haven't committed any now. 18:31 to go. As DeMarco will bring it up. Check it. DeMarco brings it in, and Adrian brings it up. Adrian now goes over to the left side, fakes against Golden, brings it across the timeline to DeMarco. Here's Ray Chavis from the right corner. Chavis loves that spot out on the wing. Soft side. Oh, Adam Chavis found DeMarco under the hoop, and DeMarco just had way too much glass. And that is DeMarco's wheelhouse, Jet, as in the subsequent series, Amon-Ra brings it across the timeline and then scoops it, walked with it, 28-23. Kind of a low-scoring affair so far, 18:06 to go. A lot of defense in this game, though, Jet.
No doubt. This is a tight defensive game. The Penguins have played good defense. Bethany's played good defense, so it'll all come down to the wire.
Boy, DeMarco just slams it home for another great assist by Adrian. But DeMarco is so athletic, Jet, and just has a way of rising above everyone. He's a big dude. He's a pretty tall guy, but he has great hops, and he just lasts forever in the air. DeMarco now runs right around Imhotep Amon-Ra and gets rung up as Amon-Ra hits the deck, but DeMarco really didn't hit him too hard.
That seemed like a little bit of an over-exaggerated foul from the ref. I don't know about those calls. They've had a few questionable ones in this game, but
quick up and jump from George Golden, the 6'3" senior out of Sacramento. He's out of Christian Brothers over there in Oak Park in Sacramento. As you know, Jed, I graduated from McClatchy, and so I know that area pretty well. 17-20. Of course, I graduated from Dominican, too.
Yep, you know both areas pretty well.
17-16 fan, and Adrian throws it away. And Ray gets right in the way of Antoine Dunham, who slams into him, goes up and can't make it. So I think Ray broke up that play nicely. Coming up on 17 minutes, fans, and Adam Chavis brings it up the left side. He's bumped out of bounds by Amon-Ra, and Adam steps. He didn't step out. Amon-Ra tipped it out. DeMarco's got it, left elbow. DeMarco goes up and has it stripped away. Oh, and the Penguins come down with it. And now getting in the face of Chris DeMarco is Antoine Dunham. The Penguins had two or three shots on goal there. And then finally, the whistle blows. You know, Ryan had a clean look at that jet, but he couldn't get it to go. Down with it was DeMarco, and then the foul. Check that screen. 16:51 to go. DeMarco painfully short on the free throw. I mean, he barely grazed the rim on that jet. That's not like DeMarco.
No, that's not like DeMarco at all. DeMarco is able to go in there and get things started. And, I mean, DeMarco has been such a difference maker so far this season for our team. I mean, he was Cowboy Player of the Week last week.
You're not kidding. He has just been great. Now, this one is perfect. I'm happy to report 16:48 to go. The clock rolls. Amon Ra brings it up. He's got Valderrama all over him, 31-25. Penguins have only committed one team foul in the second half, 23 seconds to go on the shot clock. Bruins have committed two team fouls, and Amon Ra's got it on the left corner. Now a long jumper thinking about it, Thompson. Instead, he drives in against Ryan Trammell. And Ryan just said, no, you're not going, you're not getting past me, you're not going in. And Chavis with his second team foul. That will send Amon Ra to the line. Check it. This is going to be Kenny Thompson. Amon Ra is standing right next to him. Thompson, a 6'4" junior out of Modesto, will stand on the line. 31-25. Thompson will get two. We're at 16:29 to go. And Amon Ra stands on the line. He toes the middle line. Pulls the left foot back a little bit. Open stance.
Actually, that's Kenny Thompson, Stu.
What did I say?
Amon Ra.
Pardon me. It is Kenny Thompson. He missed it.
They're both great athletes, so I just got to get them confused.
Yeah, thank you for correcting me.
No doubt. Great athletes.
Mark Lewis getting ready to come in for the Penguins, and he does so in place of Adam Chavis. Don't ever do that again. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, here's Kenny Thompson. Second one on the way. Missed this one as well. Boy, what a gift. You get two freebies, Jed. In the backcourt now as Valderrama throws it over to DeMarco, brings it up.
Yes,
DeMarco
sir.
Right side. And DeMarco very fearless. And he's got Thompson on him. Now left side. Penguins have Souza back in there. Now check it, that's Lewis. Here's all day Ray Chavis. Chavis now with the give and go over to Lewis. Lewis had nowhere to go with it. With the give and go nowhere is what that was. And then falling down is Ryan Trammell. Trammell got tied up at the end with Chris Collins. Was there a little scrum going on there?
Yeah, that was a little scrum, but they both got up, patched right. On the back. Good right. Athleticism, good sportsmanship here.
Yeah.
Both, too. I mean, tall guys, real powerful guys around the same build. Trammell's
yeah.
Definitely meeting his match.
Well, I wouldn't want to get into it with DeMarco, I'll tell you that. On the quick up and in, DeMarco gets it off to Ryan Trammell. Short. Tipped out. Valderrama thinking three ball. Well, it was batted out there by George Golden. Good move by Golden. 15-50. The Penguins came up with it. And that was just one of those lucky bounces for the DUs. 31-25. Left side. Ray Chavis with a head fake from the free throw line. Chavis deep. Down with it. Tipped out. DeMarco still alive. DeMarco keeps it alive. Unbelievable play. DeMarco falls out of bounds. And Ray Chavis comes up with it. Now slowing things down is Adrian Valderrama letting DeMarco re-enter the floor. Now it's stolen away from Adrian Valderrama by Amon Ra. He heaves it the length of the court. He goes down there as Ryan Trammell gets a hand on it as George Golden went up for the jumper. Golden draws a foul. Bucket doesn't go. 31-25 to 15-18 to go. Third team foul committed by the Penguins Jet. Two committed by the Bruins.
No doubt about it. It seems like Golden is able to get in there, do what he has to do in order to draw the foul. Golden showing a lot of great athleticism. Missing his first of two free throws, however.
We've seen Golden in the Collins Center before. In fact, last year, Golden was a massive threat in the Cal Pack, as he is. Looks like he is again this year. And this one misses as well. So that's four free throws in a row missed by the Bethany Bruins. And at 31-25, that's a huge difference. 15-10 to go, fans. Adrian now. Adrian wheels it around the outside. We're in the second half, 15:02 to go. Valderrama now, after chucking it off to Lewis, has it again. He goes over to DeMarco between the circles. DeMarco goes in right side. DeMarco, foul called against 12 as DeMarco drove the lane. Kenny Thompson picks up the foul. Chris DeMarco was the one who was fouled against. And a timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. Fans, you're listening to CalPAC Basketball. on the radio home of the Penguins. Sorry about that, Jet. Radio.dominican.edu. Penguin Radio. 31-25 is the score. 14-54. Both teams with three team fouls. 9 years and counting. We're just getting started. 9 years of Penguin basketball live on the air. A lot of people in the house tonight. It is finals week here at Dominican. How are your finals coming, Jet?
Finals are doing good. I just got done with my last one yesterday, Stu, so I'm chilling, maxing, relaxing, kicking back smooth, and just calling these great games.
All right.
Getting on my wonderful sports casting career. I can imagine Dominican today, ESPN tomorrow, but we're going to do it well, Stu, and do it good while we're here. We're always reminding you here at Dominican Athletics that if you're in town and you need a place to lay your head, a nice, warm, quiet place, you need to hit up Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics and has been for the past few years. For the past years, they've been here. Embassy Suites in San Rafael, Marin County. Always at Embassy Suites. And always reminding you, you need money to go to Embassy Suites, you should hit up the Bank of Marin. Bank of Marin is committed to your business and our community.
All right. And Jet and I are committed to your basketball enjoyment, that's for sure. 14-54, 31-25. Scoring drought all of a sudden. Nobody scored anything in the past couple minutes.
Yes, sir.
Penguins have it on the short side, right under the hoop. Turn around, Ryan Trammell, nothing. Oh, Trammell had a clean look at it. Left-handed skyhook, though. It's not an easy shot. Outside now is Kenny Thompson. Check it. That was Chris Collins. Goes for the long two ball. It's thrown up, and a whistle is blown, and Kenny Thompson does get the bucket to fall. And Kenny Thompson gets the bucket and one. Foul's called against Mark Lewis, and that hurts the Penguins. 31-27, but Thompson will go to the line.
Yes, sir. Dominican Penguins have done a good job of staying ahead, but I got to let you know that Bethany Bruins are not that far behind. They've been able to keep their way in the game. As Thompson goes up for the first free throw, makes it. Go ahead and gets the and one.
Yeah, he picked it up. 31-28, 14-37 to go. This is coming right down to the wire. A three-point game. Penguins have led most of the game, but only by a couple. And Mark Lewis gets blocked pretty heavily by Kenny Thompson. I mean, you could hear it from here. It sounded like a shotgun blast. It was all ball there, Jet, as Lewis went up from the baseline. And Kenny Thompson came in and slapped the thing down so hard he almost broke the floor.
No doubt about it. Mark Lewis definitely got beasted on that one.
That was pretty heavy.
Yeah, pretty much blasted. Sounded like a double-barrel shotgun.
Massive rejection as Ray Chavez manages to get Chris DeMarco down low. DeMarco then heaves it into the crowd, but the foul was called against Kenny Thompson. Fourth team foul.
How many on Thompson?
Two on Thompson. 14 fouls in the second half, 31-28, 14-17, radio.dominican.edu. Here's DeMarco now between the circles. Left side, Ray Chavez. Penguins need something good to happen. Ryan now down low, picks up a whistle. And they're going to call it, I think, on Adam Chavez. Three-second violation on Chavez. In the lane, 14-09, 31-28. Unforced error there by the Penguins. James Robertson, the six-footer out of Sacramento, brings it up. He's between the circles, and now he's got Adrian on him. He backs up. He flips it over to the left side. Here's Golden. Golden with a nice little stutter step and a shutter move. Now Golden's got it in the left corner, 31-28. Golden almost throws it away, but he finds Maples. Maples goes back down low to Golden, but Golden slams into Adam Chavez. And Adam points. Adam wanted Robertson with the travel, and so did Tavani. Neither one of them got it. The shot goes off by Jason Maples, and down with it is Chris DeMarco. So no harm done there. 13:26 to go. Penguins with the rebound. Between the circles now is Ray. Chavez goes between the legs. Chavez takes a screen from DeMarco, throws it back over to Chris. Top of the key. Down low, DeMarco finds Adam Chavez. Left side of the glass. Chavez, nice Windex move there. Jet, as he cleaned it up off the glass, 33-28. Penguins by five, coming up on 13 minutes exactly in the second half. Here's Robertson. Robertson drifts it over to left side. Thompson, back up, loose ball. Oh, that one ends up bouncing over a bunch of people in the crowd, and I think the Penguins are going to get it. As Xavier Muldrow has re-entered the game, I think the Penguins are going to get it on the turnover there, Jet.
No doubt about it. Seems like a lucky fan almost got a souvenir on that one, Stu.
I don't think you get to keep the ball here at the Conlin Center when it goes into the crowd, though.
No, not here. They should do that. It should be something like that. $40,000 a year for tuition, you ought to be able to keep more than just the ball.
Ooh. Jet Jackson. 12:52 to go, fans. Penguins by five. Here's Xavier. He brings it up against Robertson. Muldrow, highly touted freshman. A great ball handler, this guy. He is really, he's just going to get better and better as he grows up here at Dominican. Already plays a man's game as it is. Here is Adam Chavez now. Top of the key, Ray Chavez drifts around the top, gets a whistle. They throw out the arms. And the foul is called against Jason Maples. Though the bucket went, they didn't give it to him yet.
No, they did not give it to him. Jason Maples grew up right down the road here in Richmond, California.
Xavier Muldrow's got it now. Out on the right wing is Ray Chavez. He goes to Adam, his brother. Adam wears number 21. Top of the key now is Chris DeMarco. Right side, Ray. Ray wants that three ball so badly. Ray, here he is on the way. Three. Oh! I think I called that one.
No
Jet.
Doubt. You called it right out, too. Let's not jinx him. Ray Chavez there will go up there and knock down the threes.
Oh, Ryan Trammell gets an arm in there as George Golden was going up for a long two ball. The massive rejection, but the arm slipped off the ball and hit Golden right in the teeth, and Golden would go to the line. Check it, Kenny Thompson, not Golden. I thought it was Golden from here. And Thompson got the arm in the face. TJ Shills getting ready to come back in for the Penguins, and the first one is good.
No doubt about it. I got to say, though, Stu, what a beautiful three-pointer from Ray Chavez.
Oh, wasn't that something?
I'm telling you, Ray has one of the best stroke, one of the best shots in the NAIA, in the Cal Pack at least, dare I say NAIA. Ray Chavez has definitely proven his worth here for this Dominican team in his tenure.
I think you might be right on that best in the NAIA thing. One of the best for sure. He's just got a smooth stroke. Kind of reminds me of good old Jonathan Weber from the 2001 team. 11:59 to go, fans. 36-29. Weber is the all-time scoring leader at DU. For 8 three-pointers in a game, he did it 3 times. Had the smoothest stroke I've ever seen. Left side, Xavier Muldrow brings it up. You know, Muldrow could have taken a shot there. He had a clean look. I just think Muldrow is a freshman. It might be maybe he just didn't want to take the shot for one reason or another. It looked like he had a clean look, though.
He's definitely the type of player that likes to get his teammates involved.
Yeah,
too, so.
It's a good call. As a point guard, that's what you do.
No doubt. He loves spreading the love down here. So.
All right. Now DeMarco finds Adam Chavez. Chavez gets a whistle as he is fouled upon pretty heavily by Jason Maples. 11:32 to go at 36-29, and that'll send Adam Chavez to the line. Now this has been Chavez's Achilles heel. And that is his free throw shooting. Now, he has missed one tonight. I think he's, 2 for 3 in the first half, I believe, Jet. And we'll see what Chavez can do now. Number 21. On the way with backspin. Perfect.
Yes,
nicely
sir.
Done. Good job there by Adam Chavez, the communications major. A junior is Chavez. Chavez stands at 6'5" out of Oakland. Back on the way now. Adam makes them both. And those are important.
No doubt about it. I mean, that makes the score 38-29. Almost puts us up by 10, Stu. If we get up by double digits, I believe we can stretch a little bit here against this Bethany team. But they have a lot of great ball players, a lot of great athletes, so we're just going to have to see. Only time will tell.
And there's a lot of time to go. 38-29 with 11:24 to go. An eternity. Antoine Dunham has re-entered the game. Dunham brings it up. He gets it off to his guy, Collins. Collins goes left side. Can't get it to go. Gets a whistle. Ball drops, doesn't count, it's waved off. Foul is called against the Penguins' Chris DeMarco. That's his third personal, the 16th foul in the second half. 16 fouls also committed by the Bruins. 38-29, 11:16 to go. The first one by Chris Collins goes down, and Havlicek has re-entered for the Penguins, and now 4 substitutions for the Bruins. And we'll try and bring you those as I can figure them out. So we got Kenny Thompson out there along with Dunham. Has Dunham left? Yeah, Dunham's back out now. Staying in the game is Collins. Ferris Tyab has re-entered. You got George Golden's back in there. And Imitid Amon-Ra. So I think that's all of them, Jed. I think I got them all.
You got them all. They pretty much cycled a whole new five out on the court.
They subbed in four except for the shooter. Left side now is Xavier all day thinking about it. He goes left. He goes right. Ray Chavis gets it indoors to Havlicek. To Schultz. Under the hoop. Off the glass. Schultz for two. Good assist there by Havlicek. 10-53. Penguins by nine. Jet wants to see the Penguins up by 10. We'll see if we can accommodate that. That's a pretty tall order, though, against this group of Bruins. And now Havlicek gets rung up. Inadvertent foul there as Chris Collins spun around. Havlicek stuck an arm in there instinctively. And he was called up on it. So Collins will go to the line again. That hurts. Collins, a 6'5" junior, stands on the line. He's got tats up and down.
Pretty much. Collins is tatted up in here. He's showing his worth, though, making his mark here.
Yeah, this one is in for a long time and then falls out. Havlicek hauls it down, but then a whistle.
No doubt. Collins definitely had his distaste. Showed a little bit of distaste right now in that shot. Not really happy about that whole situation, but the Dominican squad will go ahead and we'll get our chance to shoot. Phil Havlicek, guy called for the foul originally, will go ahead and make it done.
Yeah, tie-up on the... Tried to box out so hard, he ended up causing a foul against Havlicek on the way. Havlicek deep. So nobody can make him all of a sudden. Kenny Thompson with a rebound. Kenny Thompson brings it across, goes behind the back against Adrian Valderrama. Imitate Amon-Ra's got it on the left wing with 26 on the shot clock. Stolen away by Xavier Muldrow. Great steal by Muldrow, who then gets tripped up by Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra got right in the way of Muldrow. And Amon-Ra with a foul. That's his second personal, Jet, and Xavier Muldrow will go to the line.
Yes, sir. Xavier Muldrow, the true freshman, showing a lot of good quickness of the hands, being able to get in there, snatch the ball, and go ahead and draw the foul. He's going to shoot. Makes his first one.
Xavier knocks down the first one with 10:29 to go, 41-31, and that's the magic number for Jet. He wanted 10, he got 10. See if Xavier makes it 11. Oh, he does. Boy, that guy can shoot.
I'm telling you, I love when they give us the free throws and free ones, and you got to make it, so call them free throws for nothing, Stu.
Very physical on the inbounds as Amon-Ra brings it up. He kicks off right side to Collins. Collins now goes back down low to Taieb. Taieb has nowhere to go as Schultz is in his mug. Now the jumper by Golden, deep. Down by Schultz. Oh, man. Somehow Schultz couldn't get it. Taieb ends up with it. George Golden with the jumper. Down low and gets it to go. 42-33 with 10 minutes exactly to go, fans. Three quarters of the way through this one, and the D's lead by nine. Here comes Valderrama. He brings it up to Xavier. Muldrow just canned the two freebies. Fires it over to Schultz. Oh, Muldrow with a no look right across the key. Finds Schultz. And pounds it home. Penguins by 11, 9:43 to go. 44-33. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins. 8 by the Bethanys. Why does that matter, Jed? Because we're getting closer and closer to the double bonus. Left side now. Here's Maples. Maples gives it away. Valderrama ended up with it. Some poor ball work there. Now, it can't be Maples. He's not even on the floor. It was tipped out by Amon-Ra. You had Amon-Ra looking for Collins. They go to All Day Ray. Chavis. I almost called him East Bay Ray.
East Bay Ray.
But All Day couldn't get it to go. Now in the subsequent series, quick fast break. Both quick and fast. And the Penguins are on defense. Now Adrian Valderrama got involved in that one, and he was able to break up the play. Valderrama got in the way of the 6'6" Ferris Taieb. He just said no, and he rejected him. Good job by Valderrama. There we're inside of 9 minutes. Penguins at 11. Muldrow off the glass. Muldrow too much. A little bit deep. 8:45 to go. The clock continues to roll. Not a lot of whistles here for a second. Jet. Oh, and now the Penguins had a chance to steal it. There's three Penguins fall on it. Amon-Ra falls down. Taieb, and the Penguins come up with it. It was 3-on-1. Taieb just lost control of it.
No doubt. It seemed like the coaches wanted the Penguins to run it that time. They had the numbers to go up court and make a basket, but
yeah,
not to run it.
Yeah, Taieb had the birds whistling around his head. Good head fake there by Havlicek. He breaks in. Outside, Schultz on the way with a jumper. Oh! Schultz knocks down a deuce! 46-33. We're coming up on 8 minutes, Jet. And now a timeout has been called by Snellgrove. And it's a good time to do it with 8:06 to go, 46-33. The DUs are on top, and they're starting to run away with it, Jeff.
Yes, sir. The men's Bama team has played so great so far. The men's basketball team, 46-33. We're seeing great play by Xavier Muldrow, the true freshman. Great play by TJ Schiltz. My boy TJ, I got a sports management class on him. Couldn't be a nicer guy. Couldn't be having a better game here for the Dominican Penguins. Adam Chavez doing great as he always does. And Chris DeMarco tearing it up as usual. They're doing it right here in the Collins Center, leading the way, getting ready to walk away with this game. But there is 8 minutes and 6 seconds left, and we always know that even a minute in basketball can be an eternity. So we're going to look forward to seeing what this Dominican team does with the rest of this game. But we can go ahead and get the win. But we're always reminding you here at radio.dominican.edu to tune into our student program. You look forward next semester to great student program, and always tune into the All-Pro Sports Show here on radio.dominican.edu. You will hear of the new times that the All-Pro Sports Show will be broadcast, and you will get that soon from either me, Mr. Jet Jackson, or your boy, Mr. Jock, only on radio.dominican.edu, Stu.
You're right. It's there's a lot of time to go, Jet, but 46-33, no time for the Penguins to get comfortable. However, if you got to be on one side or the other with the 13 points, I'd take being up.
No doubt.
I'm not comfortable yet, not by any stretch.
No. We've learned our lesson to be about being comfortable right here in the Collins Center.
8 minutes exactly, fans. The clock rolls. We're back underway. Ooh, boy, Bethany almost had a travel there on Maples. It came off of his knee, but he's able to pass it off. 7:53 to go, and now a whistle is called against Antoine Dunham.
Seems like he got the call for carrying on that play.
Media timeout, Jet. A media timeout. And that's time that we talk about the sponsors of DU Athletics here,
yes,
Marin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, right here in San Rafael. You can find them at marinorthopedics.com.
Yes, sir. Also, Adidas, another proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics. Adidas, impossible is nothing. That's their slogan, Stu.
Impossible is nothing?
Impossible is nothing. So, also that, and you know you can pick up some good Adidas gear at TNB Sports.
You got that.
Sports, since 1946, has been a proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics, along with Gelati Brothers Contractors. Gelati Brothers Contractors in San Rafael. They've been a proud sponsor of Penguin Athletics as well. And if you're in town and you're getting something, whatever you need here in the beautiful Marin County, you should go ahead and tune into it. And not tune into, you got to stay at Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites is a fan of Dominican Athletics. Embassy Suites in San Rafael, Marin. You hit them up, they're right off Freeway 101. You can see them if you're going north towards Santa Rosa. Here at radio.dominican.edu, giving a shout out to all our great sponsors who make it possible for us to play these great games and bring you these great broadcasts.
7:52 to go, fans. Stuart Orton, Jed Jackson, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio home of the Penguins here at Dominican University of California, 46-33. And we're back underway as Adam Chavez brings it into Chris DeMarco. Valderrama brings it up right side. And Xavier Muldrow's now got it between the circles, and things are moving very quickly as there's a sense of urgency on the part of the Bruins. Penguins just playing some catch, 22 seconds on the shot clock. Adrian now back down low to Chris DeMarco. Penguins really working this, trying to avoid being fouled and having the clock stop. Very close to a backcourt penalty, but the Penguins still have it, 9 on the shot clock. Adam Chavez has got it. Over to Xavier. Down low DeMarco, 5 on the shot. DeMarco with a hook shot off the glass. No, too much. 7:18 to go. Bruins with a rebound. Evan Fletcher bringing it up. Fletcher's got Xavier on him. 28 on the shot clock. 7:11 to go. Now slowing things down is Brock Pistol, a 5'11 sophomore out of Modesto. Pistol ends up throwing it away as Xavier Muldrow falls out of bounds. But that was such a nice move by Muldrow to step over the ball, and the Penguins are the ones who end up with the ball. So in the backcourt now is DeMarco. And here's DeMarco bringing it up on the left side. DeMarco hands it off to Adrian. Over to Adam. Chavez has got it. Chavez throws it away. Chavez was trying to hit Xavier, but it's stolen by Maples. Now everybody ends up on the floor, and they call a travel on Maples. Everybody ended up on the floor there, Jed. I thought it was going to be a jump ball, but at the last second it was Maples kind of scooped on it, and they called it a travel.
That seemed more like a fumble than a lost ball here at here in the Collins Center.
Yeah, everybody jumped on it on the goal line.
No doubt. No doubt about it, Stu.
6:46 to go, fans. A timeout has been called. 46-33. We're getting late in this one, Jet. 17 fouls committed by the Penguins. 18 fouls committed by the Bruins out of Bethany University. 6 minutes, 46 seconds to go. And the Penguins are not taking anything for granted whatsoever. The 13-point lead, that's nice and everything. But that's, you know, that's not the end of the world. I mean, the Penguins, 6:46 to go. Penguins can't be that comfortable.
About it. Penguins aren't going to get comfortable at all. If I know Coach Savani and his staff, they're definitely forcing the players and letting them know that they got to push and continue to go hard.
All right, the Penguins at midcourt. Adam Chavis brings it in to Xavier Muldrow. Muldrow is in the backcourt against Robertson, and the Penguins bring it up. Penguins loose ball. DeMarco's got it over to the left side. Valderrama thinking about it. Man, are the Penguins just working the clock here in the last couple minutes? I mean, crazy. Now DeMarco goes off the glass. He misses it very short. That's two in a row for DeMarco missing it short. And right into the Penguin bench goes the ball. And it looks like the DUs are going to maintain control of the ball.
Yes, sir. That's one main thing in basketball is you have to maintain control of the ball. You have to be smart on the offensive side of the ball. And they go ahead and do that, drawing the necessary fouls. Dominican's just playing pretty good basketball in the second half.
Aaron Gronewood with the foul there. He pushed off of Chris DeMarco on the inbounds as Adam Chavis was a low bounce pass inbounds to DeMarco. That'll send DeMarco to the line. However, the clock will not roll as Gronewood heads back to the bench. Robertson has re-entered the game in his place. He's out there with Antoine Dunham, Jason Maples, Chris Collins, and I am missing one. Oh, I see. It's Evan Fletcher out there for Coach Snuggo. All right, 6:25 to go as DeMarco cans him. 48-33. DeMarco slips on his way across. DeMarco doesn't wear any socks there, Jet. I don't know if that's how they do it out there in Wisconsin, but I'm not going to question it. I like DeMarco's game.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's right. 48-33. Penguins by 15 now. 6:16. We're getting very late in this one. Opening night of conference play. Penguin women already won. And now it's stolen away by DeMarco. DeMarco wouldn't allow the Bruins to just throw it around, and DeMarco swipes it. And now Xavier has got it between the circles. Now he's back over right side. The Penguins have the ball control guys in there in order to eat the clock as Adam Chavis goes from the right side. Chavis gets the whistle. And it counts, and he'll go to the line.
That's why he's the Cal-Pat Player of the Year. Stu, Adam Chavis is always able to get in there and get it done, being able to score in the clutch. And that's what you need on the team is a clutch player, and that is definitely Adam Chavis.
5:52 to go, fans. 50-33. 10th team foul committed by the Bruins. Puts the Penguins in the double bonus, and that's a good thing if you're a DU fan. Exiting the game, Fletcher, Robertson, and Maples. Amon-Ra has re-entered. Golden's back in there. And Adam Chavis will go to the line as the Conlin Center falls dead silent on the way. Nope, very deep. Second one he missed tonight. So I think Chavis is about 4 for 6. Oh, and down with it is DeMarco. DeMarco with a tremendous rebound, and that's very important at this point. You don't want to let the Bruins get any momentum going. So now the Penguins have it. Down low is Adam Chavis. He gets it back outside to Xavier. Xavier thinks three ball. Instead, he decided to drive the lane. Now Ray Chavis goes up against Thompson, and Thompson converts the deuce, 50-35, 5:22 to go. Penguins have committed 7 team fouls. Over to the right side now is Valderrama. Valderrama goes top of the key. Adam. Now Xavier. 5:12 to go. Xavier goes left side. Ray Chavis now back to the top. Penguins really working the clock. Something fierce here. We're coming up on 5 minutes. DeMarco's got it right at the top of the key. He's got 1 foot on the top of the key. And Valderrama, as he drifts around, now he goes to the top of the key to Ray. Ray stutter steps. Ray slips. Ray falls down. Timeout. Ray had presence of mind there. Very nice presence of mind as Ray Chavis slipped, Jet.
Yes,
fell
sir.
Down, held onto the ball, and as he was being tumbled upon by one of the Bruins, he just held up the tee and called a timeout.
I'm telling you, Ray Chavis is one of those players of great intelligence. A guy who's able to know where he's at, knows where his body's at, has a good sense of mobility on the basketball court. And he displayed that right there. And this Penguins team is doing real good. I mean, 50-35, we're seeing a repeat of the women's game. They had such a great game, such a great showing. And I'm definitely impressed with this first conference game.
And you know, I'm by both teams. Both teams are playing beautifully.
No doubt about it.
Not a lot to complain about either squad. And that is nice.
That is always nice. We're always reminding you here at radio.dominican.edu. However, to visit Wells Fargo, if you're a Dominican student, you can get free checking.
You are always in reminding them of that. What do you have, stock in Wells Fargo?
Hey, I'm just trying to make some money, Stu.
Hey, got to chase the dollar. Uh-oh. Inbounds. DeMarco had it. Then he had it tipped out of bounds. Shot clock violation. Penguins only had 1 second on there, and they couldn't get it off. And now a timeout has been called very quickly subsequent to that.
Yes, sir. 7.5 left, though, Stu.
Wait a minute.
What? That is not right at all. We're going to get a little scoreboard.
We got to get some scoreboard action going on here because I don't think they got it right up there. It's 50-35. But I don't know what the total time left is.
It's definitely not 7 seconds.
It says 7.5 seconds left.
Unless
but that's
you
right.
Accidentally fell asleep for about, I don't know, 10
5 minutes. I think there's close to 5 minutes left.
No doubt about it. Maybe that's just the time for the timeout. We're always reminding you here at radio.dominican.edu. Allen Realtors is buying a new home, looking to buy a new home. Search for homes. Allen Realtors, they have good neighborhood information, and they're award-winning realtors here. You can visit them online at www.fhallen.com. That's Frank Howard Allen Realtors, only in Marin County. Wonderful, wonderful people buy a house. You know it's a tough time nowadays with the economy and such, but, hey, they'll help you out. Go down there and see about it. Only here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm telling you, it is a tough time, too, but our basketball team wouldn't know it because they're leading 50-35. They're not experiencing any tough times right now.
4 minutes and 40 seconds to go, fam.
That's more like it.
50-35. Penguins on top. Man, there's that buzzer again. Oh, brother. That thing's killing me. 4:40 to go. I'm going to go stuff a rag in the speaker or something. 50-35, D's on top. We're coming right down the stretch. Penguin women have already won their matchup tonight, and that was a big one. And now the Bruins are on offense, moving off from our right to left, attacking that northern hoop. And I think traveling with it was Brock Pistol. No, it was called against Ray Chavis. That's Ray's third. Third personal, Jet, and the team's eighth. 4:25 to go. Penguins up by 15. Brock Pistol is on the line, the 5'11 sophomore out of Modesto. Pistol with his left foot on the center line, but back, the right foot on the free throw line, but a little bit right of center, and he cans the first one. Penguins by 14 now with 18 fouls. Penguins opening night of conference play. This one is on the way, and it is good. So Brock Pistol nails both. I wonder if Brock Pistol is a shooter, Jet. What do you think about that?
Brock Pistol is a shooter. Actually, we saw him in the pregame, and it looks like he was dropping a few threes, but, you know, it's a whole lot of difference between shooting against yourself and shooting against our tough Penguin defense, so we'll have to see what he's got.
Pistol on the way after the Penguins muffed the inbounds. He missed it deep, but Golden goes back up with it, can't get it off the glass. Now it goes down by Amon-Ra. The Penguins are gagging all of a sudden. Can they hold on? Now it's tipped out. Oh, the Penguins held on to it after Amon-Ra bounced it out of bounds. And now Tavani wants a timeout. So this game, the final 5 minutes of this game, Jet, could take an hour. Neither coach is happy with the way things are going right now. And the Penguins can't seem to get the ball in bounds. They're trying, but all of a sudden, Bethany's defense is stepping it up. With 4:08 to go, the Penguins by 11.
No doubt. Looks like Coach Devine is going to be over here drawing up plans for a decisive way to get through this tough press defense. The Dominican Penguins are trying their hardest to stay up front in this game. 50-39. We haven't seen much change on the scoreboard since they hit 50, but it's definitely got to come and happen. It's 4:08 so far here in the Collins Center, and they are playing tough basketball against a tough team. Definitely say this Bethany team is not bowing down. They've got their shoes in there. They've got their guys that they think can go ahead and get it done. So we're going to have to just sit here and wait and see what goes ahead and happens with this game. Still, it's going to be a tight one here at radio.dominican.edu, where the communications department is the team, and Melville Bills is our head coach. We're always pushing for the win and pushing for the victory. If we can go ahead and get one here, I think if I were to die tonight, Stu, I'd die a happy man.
All right. 4:08 to go. Jet, always A very dramatic guy. Let's put it that way. That's why you're good at radio. 4:04 to go. 50-39.
I wisecrack a little bit.
Here's Xavier. Goes left, goes right. Xavier with the drifter. Off the glass. Muldrow, two.
Yes, sir.
Nice smooth.
Nice, smooth touch from Xavier Muldrow. He's a true freshman. They run that trap press.
Now the Bruins work it on the fast break, going the other way with a nice head fake is Thompson. Thompson takes it himself. He drifts the lane. Thompson picks up a foul against Muldrow, I believe. And Muldrow ended up on his back. Yeah, they call it against Muldrow, so he had not come set. So Thompson will go to the line. So Thompson, the 6'4" junior out of Modesto, on the way. Good. Well, that was a very nice free throw there, Jet. No denying that one. He wears one of the socks up high on the left leg, one low on the right. I wonder if he means to do that.
I don't know. Maybe it's a superstition or maybe one of his, yeah.
You know, if it works, it works. This one goes down, too. If I were him, I'd leave it. You know 3:42 to go.
He wears weird socks, and DeMarco wears no socks, so I don't know. Whatever floats your boat.
That's right. Penguins by 11. Valderrama brings it up against Adam. No look to DeMarco, and DeMarco wasn't looking for the pass. Adam threw it about as hard as Brett Favre from 5 feet away, and DeMarco couldn't hold on to it. 3.5 to go exactly, fans. Penguins by 11. Penguins are on defense as Amon-Ra brings it up. Right side. He's got it over to Dunham. Dunham back indoors to Golden. Golden goes left side. Pistol on the way, three. Oh, he missed it right. It bounced out. DeMarco, after two bounces on the rim, hauls it in. Well, DeMarco, with authority, just pulls it down. 52-41. Penguins with nine team fouls. We're at 3 minutes exactly. 360 spin move. Adam Chavis walked with it. Tavani comes up. Tavani didn't like the call. But Chavis went 360 with the pivot. Took one step and up.
I don't know about that one, Sue. That looked mighty clean to me. That seemed nothing but great athleticism. Yep. And I don't know why they say he walked with it.
I think he faked the ref. It was such an athletic move that Chavis faked the ref.
I guess it was like the first alley-oop. It had to be illegal, huh?
It just couldn't be legal. It was too smooth. Amon-Ra goes up.
You, Adam.
He goes up right side from the baseline and can't get it to fall. It's a 10th team foul. This one's called against Adam Chavis, and Amon-Ra on the line. 52-41 with 2:47 to go. Amon-Ra focuses, delivers, and cans it. Opening night, conference basketball. Penguin women were successful against the Bruin ladies. And this one's good. Now it's the Penguins by 9. 52-43 and the clock rolls. This one's not over. Ray Chavis has it in the backcourt. Ray Chavis falls down, and they want to call a travel. Chavis is pushed down, and I think they're going to give it to the Bruins.
That's absolutely ridiculous. It's definitely Ray Chavis is known as forced to the ground.
Yeah, he was forced, and they called it a travel. Boy, oh boy, that's a tough one to swallow. It came at a terrible time. Pistol's got it out on the right wing. He's got Ryan Trammell, who's just entered the game in place. Oh, and now it's stolen away by DeMarco after one of the Bruins fell down. Here's Adam Chavis
with the hell, baby.
Adam Chavis with a hammer jam. He gets above the rim and puts it through. Man, oh man, I thought he almost smashed the backboard. He pulled that down so hard.
You, Adam Chavis going ahead making a statement, telling him, let's get rid of this weak stuff. Let's play some real ball in the Collins Center.
54-43 after the hammer jam by Adam Chavis on the breakaway. Bruins lost the ball. Chavis found it and then managed to take it the distance himself and got way above the rim and pounded it through. 2:21 to go.
What a savage.
That was a savage move
by Adam Chavis. I mean, we're able to break up loose court, slam it down with huge authority, making his presence known. He's the Cal Pat Player of the Year, and they better recognize it, too.
He was all alone there, fans, and he made the most of the moment. Inbounds on the short side, and the Bruins have it now. Bruins, the nice long two ball out on the wing. Is Antoine Dunham, the 5'10 junior, cans a long deuce. 54-45, we're coming up on 2 minutes. Valderrama's now got it all alone in the other end after the fast break, but Valderrama wisely thinks about it, Jet. And now DeMarco's got it with 23 on the shot. Xavier,
yes, right side.
Xavier's being guarded closely by Amon-Ra. Xavier fires it indoors. Straight away at him. Deep. Hauled down. Nobody could get to it but Thompson. Kenny Thompson pulls it down with 1:45 to go. Left side is Pistol. Pistol kick out. Three ball on the way. Thompson. Uh-oh. That's a big three ball, and a timeout has been called by Snellgrove. And here come the Bruins. 57-45. Penguins by 12. 1 minute 38 seconds to go, Jet. Both teams in the double bonus. So any foul committed means two freebies. Penguins, though, have a 12-point cushion with which to work, Jet.
Yes,
you couldn't ask for a lot more than that. But I'll tell you what. I can see Tavani's down there surrounded by DUs. He's got the dry erase board out, and he is not comfortable.
He's not comfortable at all, because this Bethany team has the athletes. They have the ability to come back into this game. And all they really much have to do is play smart basketball. They have their shooters on the floor. And we've seen these guys such as, I mean, let's just go out and count it. I mean, we've seen guys of such as George Golden. He's been able to do it real good in this game, as well as Kenny Thompson. He's been able to do real well. Also, I mean, Chris Collins. I mean, the list goes on and on of the athletes they have on this Bethany squad. So it's going to have to be a huge defensive effort by this Dominican team in an effort to keep control of the ball. And that's going to be most important. If they're able to do that, they can walk away with this win. There's only a minute 38 left, so all they got to do is hold on to the ball, keep it in their hands, keep it in our favor.
54-48. Penguins got to hold on to it, need some clock right now. DeMarco's got it way back there, full court pressure, Bethany. Now DeMarco. Now the Penguins get it across the timeline. It's tipped out to Adam. Xavier had it for an instant. It was batted away from him. And the foul is called against Antoine Dunham. 1:29 to go, and that'll put Xavier Muldrow to the line. As Dunham snuck up behind Muldrow and batted the ball away from him, I guess he got a little personal contact there as well. So Muldrow to the line now, the freshman. It's a big moment on the way. Oh. Short, and it tips out. 1:29 to go. He actually had a pretty good bouncer. He had a chance to see it fall in. First one's missed. Muldrow would love to see this one fall. On the way. Good. Great moment for Muldrow. 1:27, the clock rolls. Here comes Dunham. Dunham goes with the hook shot from the left side. DeMarco comes down with it after Dunham went in from the left, got way over to the right, hook shot, and then missed the bucket to the left. Muldrow now goes into the corner, and the Penguins are just playing some cash, trying to kill the clock. We're coming up on 1 minute. Now it's tipped away. And the Penguins have it in the backcourt. Adam Chavez comes up and trips. He is tripped by Jason Maples.
Yes, sir. Tripped by Jason Maples. Adam Chavez being smart, keeping the ball, slowing it up for this Dominican team. They have time to just let it roll. We have the win so far if the game is in now. But like you said, a minute is a long time in basketball.
Oh, man, 1:02 to go, and it's only a 7-point margin. Now, the last time the Bruins fouled intentionally, they got Xavier Muldrow to the line, and he only made one of the two. Now, I don't know if they meant to foul Chavez. Chavez shooting 66% tonight from the line, I believe. It's something like that, and it's usually around that. And it's on the way, and he missed it by a mile. And that's not good, because Chavez needs to make that. The CalPAC Player of the Year is coming down the stretch is when you need him most. Chavez got to tuck that jersey in. Maybe that'll give him a better chance at it. I know he'll look better if it goes.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavez is tucking in to number 21, his true number, as he said.
That's what he says. 1:02 to go on the clock, but, of course, nothing will roll. Unless Chavez misses this, the clock will begin to roll almost immediately following.
And this is clutch.
Big moment in the game, fans. 55-48 on the way. Chavez good. Oh, boy. That's big.
Yes, sir. Adam Chavez coming through when you need him to. That's what your clutch players do. It's not necessarily making the last shot to win the game. It's those who keep the game going who keep the win for you, whoever to stay up when you're leading by only 12.
Outside now, the Penguins are on defense. Here's a jumper by Golden. On the way, Golden. Uh-oh. Golden cans a three ball. 56-51. 45.9 seconds. Now the clock rolls into the backcourt. DeMarco. DeMarco gets it over to Valderrama. Valderrama's all alone in the backcourt. Good footwork. Up to Xavier. Xavier's right in front of the broadcasting area. He gets it down low to DeMarco, who's all alone. DeMarco spins, 360, back to Xavier. 30 seconds to go, fans. Now Valderrama gets fouled, and he had to be fouled by Dunham. And that's all that the Bruins could do. They absolutely had to foul right there, Jet. And that's a some fouls are better than others, and that was a great foul. You have to do it there. Dunham with the foul. Adrian Valderrama to the line with 28 seconds to go. 56-51. Dunham makes them both. It's a three-score game. He makes the first one. Very clutch.
Yes, sir.
And now it's six.
Adrian Valderrama right down the street from me back home, San Jose, California. He went to Piedmont Hills. Played with a great basketball team his senior year of high school.
He misses the second one, which was gigantic because it changed it from a two-score game to a three-score game. Now Golden's got it as he brings it up. He kicks out to Amon-Ra for three on the way. No. Down with it is DeMarco. No. DeMarco fell down, and Jason Maples goes back up with it. He can't get it to go. One of the Penguins is down on the floor. That's Xavier Muldrow.
Jumping up, using the hops to try to snatch down the rebound.
12.6 seconds to go, fans. 57-51, and Coach Devaney screaming out, no foul, no foul. They've got it right under the hoop. Bruins are going to have the ball. There's only 12 seconds to go. Penguins don't need any fouls to go. 10. Golden's got it. 9. Golden drives in left side against Chavis. 8. 5. On the way. Amon-Ra gets it to go with 3.5 seconds to go. It's a 4-point game. 3.5 seconds to go, Jet.
All the Penguins have to do, Stu, I'm telling you, is hold on to the ball. 3 seconds may seem short, but I've definitely seen where it becomes a lifetime in sports. It can become the difference maker. 3 seconds is all you need to make a play in football. 3 seconds is really much more than you need to make a shot in basketball.
Well, fortunately for the Penguins, it's 4 points. So you consider the scenarios that could hurt the Penguins right now. One would be a foul on a made three-pointer. That would be one bad thing, that if the Bruins took that three-point shot and one of the DUs fouled them on that play. But other than that, it seems like the Penguins should be in pretty good shape. 3.5 seconds to go. I'm never comfortable, but with 3.5 seconds to go and 4 points, 2 points would be different. Four is all right. Inbounds, Penguins 2. Xavier's got it in a foul with 0.9 seconds on the clock. And they're going to add 1 second to it. No, fouls against Jason Maples. And that's his fifth. And so Maples is out of here. Maples gets to take the long walk, his fifth. They're leaving 0.9 seconds on the clock, although, Jed, if it were me, if I were the opposing coach, I would want another half a second at least put back on the clock because it seemed like it ran. Xavier will go to the line either way, though. The Penguins are up by 4. And Maples heads out. Brock Pistol's re-entered in his place. And Xavier Muldrow will go to the line. 4 Penguins in the backcourt. Muldrow to the line with less than 1. Oh, they do add some time now. 1.1 seconds. They went from 0.9 to 1.1. Xavier will get a chance at 2 of them. And then on the inbounds, it's not really going to matter what happens as long as the Penguins don't foul. And this one's good.
And now it's clutch.
And that's a 5-point.
Sorry about that, Stu. That is great to see from a freshman coming in, a true freshman, Xavier Muldrow.
On the way, and he makes this one. So good time to make 2. Good showing from Muldrow. 1 second. And the clock rolls, and they just heave it up there for the 3-ball, and it didn't matter anyways. And the Penguins win 59-53. The DUs open up the CalPAC Conference with a doubleheader, Jet, and they win them both. The ladies under Breonna Chambers, the guys under Brett Tavani. Pretty good stuff tonight, Jet. Great broadcast. Great games to broadcast.
No doubt about it. Both teams going away with the win, and I couldn't be more happier, Stu.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jet. I thought you did a great job tonight with the halftime extravaganza. As always, next time we'll be on the radio, folks. It'll be on the 8th of January when we resume CalPAC Conference play. Wait a minute. That's not right. We're on in a few days because
yes,
the Penguins will be taking on Golden State Baptist, men only, on the 16th. I think I have that right, Jet. Yes, in fact, I do. At 7:30, men only, Golden State Baptist. And then it'll be a CalPAC doubleheader against Simpson right here on the 8th. Women tip off at 5:30. Guys at 7:30. And it'll be Jed Jackson and myself with you. And for Jed Jackson and the rest of the communications department tonight, it's been an awesome, awesome time tonight. Penguins pick up both. CalPAC doubleheader tonight, Jet. Great way to do it.
Yes,
open
sir.
Up the CalPAC conference with a doubleheader and a win. Both times. Shout out to A-Train. That's going to do it for us tonight. Radio.Dominican.edu.
Let's go, baby.